T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oakland's mayor, Libby Schaff, wants to hire more police officers to help fight the rising number of crimes in the city. Phil, let's start with the timing. What do you make of that?
Well, let's take a look at what happened over the weekend. We had, 3 homicides? Very brutal. We had the shooting of the little boy on the freeway. We had the shooting of the woman. We had the robberies. We've had the sideshows. It's just going on and on, this spate of both thefts and break-ins and violent crimes in Oakland is just getting to be politically impalatable for the mayor. And so she's proposing what other mayors have proposed in such progressive cities as Portland, Seattle, New York, that had defunded or refunded directed funding out of the police, are now scrambling to put the money back in.
Okay, so she puts the money back in. Is this what the police department wants? Is it enough?
Okay, first off, Patty, she wants to put the money back in. There might be other city council people that say, no, I think we're going to put part of that $15 million over here for the programs we said to address the root causes of crime and not just deal with the results. We're going to do both at the same time. So there's no guarantee that, although she's proposing this now, that it's going to be passed or passed in its entirety. The second question you have is much more on the point. Is it enough? Well, Oakland, the short answer is no. What she's talking about is, number one, using the funds to hire and set up an academy class. Well, that won't be ready for a while, and it's going to take a while for people to graduate, and the scene on the street is really bad. The second problem is that she's already down a significant number of police officers, and the fact is, they are leaving the department, either going to other departments or getting out of policing at a rate of 10 a month. And she's not going to be able to hire, I don't think, that many cops, because cops just aren't necessarily going to want to work in Oakland because of the workload and the politics involved there that we've been reporting. It's not a cop-friendly town as far as City Hall or the City Council goes at times. They come under a lot of criticism. You never know when there's going to be a demonstration. You can forget about having time off. Every time you turn around, you're being called in for some extra duty. And so I'm not sure that's going to work.
So, Phil, let me circle back to something you said at the beginning, and that's the broader backdrop for all of this. Other progressive cities are dealing with similar situations. Do you think this is a turning point in the whole defund police movement, if you will?
Yes, it is. Here's the thing. First of all, she had the defund the police movement, and most people said no to that. And it's interesting that Libby Schaff was joined today by the 2 city council people that represent East Oakland, which is really the hardest hit by the violence. And they're African Americans, and they're saying, no, we want the cops here. As a matter of fact, most voters in Oakland want more cops. But there's an active group that has raised the issue, and they held sway at City Hall and with the city council. Now, the second part of it is, Jeff, while other cities have done this, Oakland, being Oakland, also has one extra catch in it. If they go under the level of a certain number of police officers, about 677 or 78, which they are now, they lose funding from taxpayers on a parcel tax that goes into those other programs they wanted. So this is really a tough time for Oakland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.